shoulders like I'd fallen, that's all. That, McPherson knew, was the bone pain from the drilling.
Fallen?
I'm a fallen man, Benson said. I've succumbed.
To what?
To the process of being turned into a machine. He opened his eyes and smiled again. Or a time bomb.
Any smells? Strange sensations?
As he asked, McPherson looked at the EEG scanner above the bed. It was still reading normal alpha patterns without any suggestion of seizure activity. No, nothing like that.
But you feel as if you might explode?
He thought. Ross should really be asking these questions. Sort of, Benson said. In the coming war, we may all explode.
How do you mean?
In the coming war between men and machines. The human brain is obsolete, you see.
That was a new thought.
McPherson hadn't heard it from Benson before. He stared at him, lying in the bed, his head and shoulders heavily bandaged. It made the upper part of his body and his head appear thick, gross, oversized. Yes, Benson said. The human brain has gone as far as it's going to go. It's exhausted, so it spawned the next generation of intelligent forms. They will... Why am I so tired? He closed his eyes again.
You're exhausted from the operation.
A minor procedure, he said, and smiled with his eyes closed. A moment later, he was snoring. McPherson remained by the bed for a moment, then turned to the window and watched the sun set over the Pacific. Benson had a nice room. You could see a bit of the ocean between the high-rise apartments in Santa Monica. He remained there for several minutes. Benson did not wake. Finally, McPherson went out to the nurse's station to write his note in the chart.
Patient alert, responsive, oriented times three.
He paused after writing that. He didn't really know if Benson was oriented to person, place, and time. He hadn't checked specifically, but he was clear and responsive, and McPherson let it go.
Flow of ideas orderly and clear, but patient retains machine imagery of preoperative state. It is too early to be certain, but it appears that early predictions were correct, that the operation would not alter his mentation between seizures. Signed, Roger A. McPherson, M.D.
He stared at it for a moment, then closed the chart and replaced it on the shelf. It was a good note, cool, direct, holding out no false anticipations. The chart was a legal document, after all, and it could be called into court. McPherson didn't expect to see Benson's chart in court, but you couldn't be too careful. The head of any large scientific laboratory performed a political function. You might deny it, you might dislike it, but it was nonetheless true, a necessary part of the job. You had to keep all the people in the lab happy as they worked together. The more prima donnas you had, the tougher the job was, as pure politics. You had to get your lab funded from outside sources, and that was also pure politics.